is the 9th of December. Yeah, you're up and recording. And it is 1:07. We're going to start the meeting for District South Independent Oversight Committee. Does anybody have any conflict of interest with anything that was on the agenda? Going once, going twice. Okay. I want to welcome everybody. My name is Keith Jansen. I'm District South Independent Oversight Committee Chair. Mario.
Hi, I'm Mario Gutierrez, IOC District South Vice Chair.
Dimitri.
Hello, Dimitri Godino, District South IOC member.
And Leslie.
Hi, my name is Leslie. I am South District IOC member.
Okay. We're going to just go down the list here. Andrew, would you like to introduce yourself?
Andrew Miller, Incident Management Specialist here at South DDD.
Okay. Frederica?
Hello, this is Frederica Graham with Access.
Okay. Ian?
Hi, Ian Wilson here with United Healthcare.
Okay, JJ?
Joseph Jensen with District South, and I am a QA supervisor.
Okay. Joseph?
I'm Joe Tracewell, District South QA manager.
Wendy?
Hi, everyone. Wendy Herring, Mercy Care Office of Individual and Family Affairs.
Okay, and then we have our two IOC liaisons, Michelle.
Hi there, Michelle Rademacher, DDD Independent Oversight Committee Liaison.
And Morgan.
Hi, Morgan O'Hara, the Counterpart Liaison.
Okay, did I miss anybody? Okay. Sorry, I'm not calling them out by department. I'm not that swift. Okay, the first thing I'd like to do is have a District South IOC members update from the members themselves. I'll let you know I'm going to be gone for Christmas. I'm being shipped out to parts unknown. But I'll be thinking of all of you, and I'll still, in theory, be able to keep up with my share of the IRs. Should have decent communications. Mariel?
I will be here in town. I'll be with family, working.
Okay, will you be able to keep up with your IRs?
Yes.
Okay. Dimitri.
Yeah, I don't have any plans. I'll be here and available, and I'll be working on the IRs that are sitting there now. I'll get those finished today, and then I should be caught up, and then I shouldn't have any issues through the holidays.
Okay, just to let you know, every IR that has been posted is done, completely finished.
Okay.
Even the October backlog has all been done. Leslie?
Yeah, I'll be in town, and any IR, that need to be done, I'll be able to do.
Okay, so Michelle has got you hooked up with the system?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to do is you and I'll talk, you know, I'll call you or whatever. And I have certain files that are still open that aren't assigned. And basically, I'm going to assign you a couple of folders. If you have a problem with any of the folders that I assign you, then, you know, you let me know and I'll assign you different folders. And that way, if you do yours and Dimitri does his and Mara does his, we don't step on each other's toes too much. And, you know, we're just making it, keeps your workload to a minimum.
Okay, perfect.
Do you have any problem with that?
No, not at all.
Okay. And another thing I wanted to say is I wish everybody here today, especially my IOC committee, and, you know, that's been here to support the district, a very Merry Christmas. Okay. From there, does anybody else in the IOC have anything to say?
Thank you, Keith. Merry Christmas to everyone.
No problem. Okay, we're going to go to discussion and review of incident reports and behavior plans. That's IOC. Are there any individual plans that you want to review? Going once, going twice, gone. I'll take that as a no. Okay. Joseph?
Yeah. Hey, Keith. Hey, I don't know if this is the appropriate time to ask this question, but we were reviewing some IOC questions and just had a very non-member specific question for you. Could we ask that now?
Yes, if it's a non-member specific.
Yeah, it was just an acronym that you used that we weren't familiar with, and that was CRT.
What I meant by it was the CRC, the crisis response team.
Oh,
when you send out crisis response.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
I might've put the wrong acronym. I'm sorry.
No, that's it. We came up with two other options and neither of them were that. So I think that does clarify things. Thanks.
Okay. I'm sorry. Finger got in the wrong key.
No, you're good. You're good. There's a lot of acronyms and,
yeah. CRT is what I remember is the crisis response team. Okay. Is the group that go out.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense now. We were thinking of a couple other options, but that makes sense. Thanks.
Yeah, Leslie, that's going to be one of the things that you're going to run across in IRs. And if you ever are not straight on what anachronism means, call Mario or myself or Dimitri and just ask, because there's a sheet out there that has acronyms on it and they keep coming up with new ones so fast that there's no way to keep up with the new ones.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And trust me, when you do that, just like what Joseph did, I'm going to use your name in vain here, Joseph. There is no such thing as a dumb question. Okay?
Okay.
Because some of them to us might be self-evident. To you might be like, can't get that no matter what. Okay. Just thought I'd let you know. Division of Developmental Disabilities updates, staff updates. I guess, didn't see anybody here.
Yeah, I guess as far as District South goes, not really any updates. Other than we do have one vacancy right now that we're looking to fill for a incident specialist. So we're down, you know, 1/4 of our incident specialist staff. So it's a little bit tight at the moment, but we're hoping to get that filled sooner rather than later. So.
Ah, might be a job opening for me. We'll figure I've read enough of them.
It'll be posted, hopefully.
Okay. Joseph, anything?
No, that's it. That's kind of what we're focusing and hoping on. Hopefully filling that position maybe next month.
Okay. We'll be understanding. So if it takes a little longer to get our IRs back to us, no problem. Totally understand. Okay. Updates from Arizona Department of Administration. I will tell you this. Larry, our direct superior in ADOA, is on vacation right now. So he won't be at this meeting to give an update. And he's usually the only person that gives an update from the Department of Administration. Unless he passed word on to Michelle or Morgan or something that I don't know about.
No, you're correct. We don't have an update to provide from Larry today. Sorry. Okay.
Leslie, you might remember Larry. He was at last month's meeting. when you became a member, when you were voted in as a member?
Yes, I remember.
Okay. Like I said, everybody's due to take vacation. He took his. Okay. Updates from the integrated health plans.
Hey, Keith. Access. Ian here from
anything?
Anything from I have no updates to pass, Keith. Thanks. Sorry.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
This is Wendy with Mercy Care. I have a save the date for the Mercy Care Connections Conference. It's scheduled for April 17th and 18th. There's going to be information coming out regarding it in the next coming weeks. And they're right now seeking exhibitors, presenters, and members. So it'll be terrific. It was a great success last year. So I'll have more information as it becomes available.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Where is it going to be?
Great. Keith, you got me. I am in holiday mode. It is going to be in Phoenix at the DoubleTree Tempe. So Phoenix Tempe area, I believe.
Okay.
Right by the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport area.
Okay. Oh, just catch a jet in and jet out, you know.
Yep, just like that. Or we'll make our helicopter available for you, Keith.
Okay, thank you very much.
Perfect.
I'll let that you know what time you to land.
Okay.
I got bad here. Okay. Sorry, not trying to push it too much. Any other things from any other health plans?
Hey Keith, it's Frederica. You called me earlier, but then I don't think the others heard that. So I don't have any updates from Access, but happy to take any questions if you have any.
I don't have any right now. Does anybody else from IOC have any questions of Access? I'm going to take that as a no. Thank you very much, Frederica, for showing up for, you know, all of you for showing up.
No problem. Thanks.
Okay. Updates from the IOC liaisons. Michelle?
Well, hi. Yeah, just a little bit, not a whole lot. I did want to make an announcement, especially at this committee. We learned and I attended. Keith was provided a, he received a volunteer award from the governor's office. Last week, we were at the state capitol with the governor and her crew, and there was a bunch of volunteers that had provided exceptional work throughout the state for the year. And Keith received I don't have the paper in front of
me. Lifetime Achievement Award.
Thank you. Yes, a Lifetime Achievement Award. It was quite the honor and quite the reception. So congratulations, Keith, for all the work over many, many years that you volunteered with the state and many different factions. That was an achievement you've definitely earned, for sure.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And then just my regular updates. The next statewide IOC meeting is January 22nd at 5:30 p.m. And that is a virtual meeting. The shared drive, we did have a backlog that we have provided to the IOC. And that backlog was completed by Keith. That was the October reports. They were about 2 weeks, maybe three.
About 15 days.
Yeah, that we were behind on. So thank you, Keith. You went through those quite quickly. There are just a couple left from September that most likely we'll be uploading either this week or next week as our redactors are finishing that off and we're getting those audited. We'll do the same thing so that it doesn't seem like it's a daunting task when you see those backlogs come in, which is what we did is we created a separate folder and labeled it with the backlog as such so that it's less stressful and less daunting than seeing a whole bunch of unexpected folders loaded in the drive. And then speaking of numbers, for the month of November, we loaded 814 total incident reports for the committee to review. And your committee has gone through all of those already. There were 50 open reports and 764 closed reports. So the open reports, what that means is those are still under investigation. Those are the most recent triaged reports by our quality team. And then the closed reports, that means those reports are all closed for investigation, and they will have findings noted in those reports as well. And that's pretty much all I have. I really want to thank the committee for your emails and your communication. You've been excellent with that. I usually know what's going on as to who's going to be able to come to the meeting and if we're going to have a potential for a quorum or not, and that's greatly appreciated. And then I also usually know what I need to move out of those folders so that it's easier for you to get in and read the most recent uploads. So we really do appreciate your communication and your feedback. It does help and make a difference. So thank you very much.
Joseph? JJ.
I might have missed this. Was there a total for the questions for November that were submitted and returned for District South?
So the total of questions I have here for November, there was a lot. It was 71 questions from the IOC committee for November.
Okay, thank you. I hadn't caught that.
Yeah, no, I think I skipped over that. So thank you for helping me with that. I appreciate it.
Means we're doing our job. We're asking lots of questions. Okay. I had a question of you, Michelle. Is there going to be any special Christmas, New Year's holiday schedule where you're not going to be in, where we're not going to be receiving updates, or is it almost every day except Christmas and New Year's?
So I will have some time off Morgan is still going to be in the office, so there will be some small uploads, but you are going to see a decline in those last 2 weeks of the year.
Yeah, we did last year too.
Yeah.
But right now we're running about 33% above last year for the number of IRs. Yeah. Morgan?
Members.
And Michelle handled all of our updates today.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Don't want to leave anybody out. Are there any updates that I missed that should have been on the agenda? I think I caught everything. Okay. Like I said, I want to thank you all for being here. I wish you all the merriest of a Christmas. And our next meeting is going to be on January 13th at 1 p.m. That'll be the second Monday of the month. Of the IOCs here, is there going to be anybody that will have a problem making that meeting?
I will be in attendance.
Okay. So nobody should have any problems making it. Okay. We'll know as we get closer, but just trying to get a feel for it right now. Then need a motion to dismiss.
A motion to dismiss the meeting.
I need a second. What'd you say, Dimitri?
I second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Didn't think so. Now we need to vote. Who says dismiss? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's unanimous. That as of 1:29 p.m. on the 9th of December, this meeting has been adjourned. Keep safe, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Christmas.
Thanks. Bye.